live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Football legend Glenn Roeder will be remembered at Newmarket Racecourse this Saturday, the 23rd of July, when the entire card will be sponsored in support of the Brain Tumour Charity as part of a national fundraising initiative. And I'm really pleased that Glenn Roeder's daughter, Holly, who's coordinating the charity day, joins me today via Zoom. Hello, Holly. Good to meet you.
Hi, Alex.
Now, before we start talking about the event on Saturday, could you tell me about your dad and how his brain tumour was diagnosed?
Yeah, absolutely. So, dad was a professional footballer and then went on to be a manager at the highest level, I suppose, at Premiership level. So, leading up to when he was diagnosed, which was 18 years ago, there were nothing as a family we look back and say, should we have investigated something, or it didn't seem quite right. Dad was, you know, he was perfectly fine. He was at the time manager of West Ham United, so in the Premiership, a pretty tough season, quite stressful. And after a home match, they played at Upton Park in those days, they won against Middlesbrough, if my memory serves me right. And it was a really vital win. So we were all thrilled. But then news came through that after the match, he would normally go into his office with his management team, and he essentially collapsed, which was a real shock. Because as I say, there was nothing, he didn't complain of being ill. There was nothing to suggest something might transpire. And a week later, having been rushed to hospital and on essentially a life support machine for a week, they discovered he had a brain tumour, which was, I have to say, a real shock. But that said, it was something that we could do something about. And I remember my mum saying to me, no, this is okay, we can do something about this. So he was told, brought round and told, and a week later walked himself down onto the theatre table to be operated on. And he was determined that is essentially what he had to do. So that was the priority, just, you know, have the surgery.
So what year was that, Holly?
So April 2003, so 18 years he lived with it. During that time, the initial surgery, and then in that period of time, he had to have another operation, a round of radiotherapy and three of chemotherapy.
And so he lived for 18 years. And so was it last year that he passed away?
It was the 28th of February 2021.
From that, you've decided to do this charity day for the Brain Tumour Charity. Now, what's happening on Saturday?
Yeah, so we decided over a year ago to do this day, essentially born out of the fact that when he died, we were in a lockdown and his funeral only had 30 people at, which I know, I appreciate, is a little bit better than some people in the pandemic, but of course, nowhere near enough. And through the what he did, you know, he's come across a lot of people in his life, and, you know, hardly anyone could come and say goodbye and be with us and support us as, you know, as a family. So we thought we need to do something more when we can. And we thought of this day, which is a day that I think will be a really positive way to remember him. It will be a day that he would have been first at, without a doubt. You know, he loved his horse racing as a hobby, good food, nice wine, good friends. That would be, you know, his perfect day. So that was my aim, to create that and to raise money for the Brain Tumour Charity, which hopefully, you know, our aim is to help others in a similar situation.
Yeah, that's really good. Now, you say the whole entire card for the day is going to go towards the charity. So what does that mean if people want to buy tickets? That will all go towards it?
So we have arranged an event essentially at the racecourse in their hospitality facilities across the other side of the racetrack to the grandstand. That facility holds 360 people. And we're sold out, which is fantastic. They were tables of 10, three-course lunch, auctions, raffles, racing, afternoon tea, that kind of thing. But we really encourage people to come along to Newmarket Races on the day. They've named the day after Dad. It's sort of themed as a family sports day. Obviously, the football connection and the team at Newmarket have been amazing. I can't speak of them highly enough. And they've arranged, oh, the list is so long, of family sports kind of games in the garden enclosure down the end of the track there, the other end of the grandstand. So it should be a really enjoyable day for everyone. And if you book your tickets online with the Newmarket Racecourse website, a box will pop up to make a donation. And that can, you know, be anything. It can be £1, £2, £3, anything will help. And that will go into the pot also. So you're helping that way. And we have bucket collectors around the track, and we also have Mercedes-Benz have been very kind, and they're putting some cars on the track, and we're filling one of them with some footballs and a bit of a guess how many balls are in the car. So
wow, that'd be exciting, won't it? And there'll be a whole day of racing as well. So well as this family fun day. So it's a real good family event that you can come along to as a day of racing, but equally to raise money and to remember your dad and celebrate his life as well.
Yeah, there's a 7 race card. So there's lots going on. You'll notice through the card if anyone can attend. We've got one of the races named after dad, and other people have jumped in and sponsored races for us, which all that money has gone to the charity as well. And we're really very grateful to them for that. And personal reasons why companies and people have sponsored races that may have been affected by a brain tumour. So yeah, it's going to be a lovely day and lots to do and lots of ways to remember and celebrate Dad.
That's going to be really special. And also, I believe you have got an online auction for those that aren't going to be there.
Yes, we do. We have rather a large one, nearly 100 lots. So I would encourage anyone to check out our website. We designed our own website, which is quite simply theglenroderaceday.com. And on there, you can sign up for news and alerts. And I'll be sending out emails throughout this week to remind you when we go live. But that should be in the next couple of days that it goes live, and it will finish at the end of racing on Saturday, the 23rd.
So do you put just a bid in for that and then you see how you get on? Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, just keep an eye on it, particularly towards the end of the day on Saturday, sort of mid-afternoon, I guess. We actually haven't set a time as to when that's finishing, which we confirmed. But yeah, you just follow it online and bid away.
Can you give any examples of any of those 100 lots?
Yeah, a real variety, I have to say. Of course, lots from football clubs that Dad has come in contact with, you know, their current managers or players and things like that, that we're keen to support. We have, for example, we have Newcastle United hospitality tickets, same with West Ham. We have a Harry Kane England signed shirt framed. We have random things that people, again, very kind, things like tickets to Highclere Castle from Magic at the Movies Day. So if you're a fan of Downton Abbey, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So lots of different things for you know, everybody, really. So it's definitely worth going on there. So those are all on your website.
Yeah, and sign up for news, and then I'll drop you an email and just remind you that the auction site is live. And then, yeah, have a good browse as to what's on offer, but holidays and dinners at home and all sorts.
That's brilliant. Well, Holly, I hope you have a really good day on Saturday and a really good way of celebrating your dad's life too, and raising money for a really important charity, the Brain Tumour Charity. Now, can you just give us your website again and the Newmarket Racing website if people want to get tickets for the day?
Sure. So our website is theglenroderaceday.com, and that's Glenn with 2 N's at the end. He always reminded everyone of that. And actually, through our website, there is links to the Newmarket website, if that's easier. But just Google Newmarket Races and you'll come up with their homepage, and tickets are really easy to find online.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you very much for that, Holly, and have a great day and good luck with the auction.
Thank you, Alex.
Cambridge 105 Radio.